2016, Kay Hovnanian's Four Seasons at Beltair LLC seek a variance from the maximum fence height requirement for a proposed fence, sections 115.25 and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest corner of Dolman Farm Lane and Mulberry Knoll Road, approximately 0.34 miles northwest of John J. Williams Highway, that's Route 24. The 911 address is not available. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential, and the tax parcel ID is District 334, Map 12, Parcel 16.05. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 3.5-foot variance from the required 7-foot fence height requirement for a screening fence in the front yard setbacks. Staff would note that we received 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 1 mail return.
Good evening.
Good evening, Chairman Mills, members of the board. My name is Glenn Mandalas. I'm an attorney with Baird Mandalas Brockstead. We have Sussex County offices here in Georgetown and in Lewis.
Do you have anyone here that needs to be sworn in this evening?
I do. Thank you for reminding me. Would you please?
Good evening. State your name and address for the record.
Shannon Satterberg, 120 White Oak Road, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
I swear we're firm. The testimony about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing.
Yes.
I represent K. Hovnanian Four Seasons at Beltair LLC. They're the owner-developer of the residential subdivision known as Four Seasons at Beltair. With me, who just got sworn in, is Sharon Soderberg. She's a sales consultant for the community. Also is Elizabeth Rogers. She's also a sales consultant for the community. And Renee Van Houten is the land development manager for this community. We did submit an exhibit booklet dated April 10, 2019, and it's got exhibits A through H in it. Dolman Farm Lane forms the entrance to this subdivision, and it runs behind the Delaware State Police Barracks, which is adjacent to our property. That Troop 7 facility is currently under construction. And it consists of a 25,000 square foot barracks and a 7,000 square foot maintenance building. As you continue along Dolman Lane into the subdivision, we're also bordered by Love Creek Elementary School. So we have two relatively large properties with a few large structures on those properties adjacent to us. So obviously, K. Hovnanian has an interest in screening the residential subdivision from the Troop 7 building and the elementary school, as their size and proportion just aren't compatible. I will note that there is law enforcement in the room. We are not anti-law enforcement. However, we are asking for a fence to screen us from that facility. And in fact, as a side note, my client at one point said, we should consider maybe gating the community for a certain protection. And then somebody else said, have you met our neighbor? We don't need any extra protection. In January, we were issued a permit to construct some screening fence that would run along one portion of the subdivision that abuts the Love Creek Elementary School. That permit was issued as a matter of right. No variance was required because we have rear lots and fences can go to 7 feet. We're proposing a 6-foot fence with 1 foot of lattice. So in the areas that we could provide this fence to screen from the subdivision to Love Creek Elementary School, that portion of the fence was already approved and has been constructed. However, as you come around the subdivision and down Dolman Farm Lane, that area is not wide enough to create any lots, so there are no rear yards, so we could not do the same size of fencing along that portion of the subdivision. So that's the area that we're requesting be approved for the additional fence. And I'll go through the legal standard in a minute, but I want to make sure everybody's aware of where I'm talking about. Are we able to bring up any of the exhibit books? Exhibits? Or actually, I can point you to tab. Let me point you to tab G. I'm sorry, tab E. In tab E, you'll see Dolman Farm Lane, and you'll see in red, it says 770 linear foot of fence. That's, and then you'll see it also notated that there's the Troop property there. That's the area that we're requesting. In fact, there's another exhibit. Exhibit F also shows that Dolman Lane. If you're at F, you'll see the pink, the pink line is the area that we'd like, that we're proposing the additional fencing. That's the entrance to the subdivision.
And just to be clear, Mr. McDowell, I guess looking at Exhibit E, that there's a note there that says Troop property. So the Troop 7 property would be to the southeast of the fence.
That's correct.
I presume the development would be to the northwest.
That's correct.
Of the fence line.
Well, to the northwest. That's correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
If you look then at Exhibit F, it really does a better job of showing where the troop facility property, that is the property. It consists of, as I said, a 25,000 square foot barracks building and a 7,000 square foot maintenance building. Without this additional fencing, that's really what anybody driving into this residential community would see, these very large, sort of out of scale, out of proportion structures. And as you'll hear testimony, it's affecting sales in some respects. So what we're requesting is that we be permitted to install 770 linear feet of fencing. It would be a 6-foot fence with a 1-foot lattice along Dorman Farm Lane, just to connect up with the 1,650 linear feet of fence that's already been approved and constructed. As you know, it's an area variance, not a use variance, and the area variance concerns only the practical difficulty in using the particular property for permitted use. And it's subject to the exceptional practical difficulty test. Under quick check, we know that such exceptional practical difficulty is present where the requested dimensional change is minimal, and the harm to the applicant if the variance is denied will be greater than the probable effect on neighboring properties if the variance is granted. As to the physical characteristics of the property, as I mentioned, along Dorman Farm Lane, it's a very narrow portion of the property before it opens up into the main subdivision area. So the fact that it's narrow prohibited us from putting any lots along that lane, which then caused us to be unable to construct the 7-foot fence as a matter of right and required us to come request a variance. Because the second requirement of the code is that because of such physical characteristics or conditions, the variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. We do think it's reasonable to construct this fence to screen it, obviously, from these larger structures that are abutting us. And to be clear, the troop facility was only granted pursuant to a conditional use, so it's not something that could have been built as a by right use. So, you know,
say that again.
The troop facility was approved pursuant to a conditional use application, so there wouldn't be an expectation without some additional approval that the troop facility would have been approved beside the residential subdivision. So it's kind of unique in that our expectation would have been maybe additional residential structures beside us, but after the conditional use application was approved, that's what brought the large structure to us. So again, it's our view that we didn't create the circumstances. The circumstance kind of came to us.
Wasn't the troop there before this?
The troop was not there before us. In fact, we looked at plans when they were submitted after we had already been approved. They were, we didn't have any, we only had aerial views of what was supposed to be done, so we weren't really sure of the height, is that what I understand from my client. So didn't have a real understanding of that until it actually started to be constructed, and now it's under construction. There are some pictures in the exhibit book that kind of show the scale of it. I have some additional pictures if you'd like to see them that further demonstrate the scale. In fact, let me hand those up if I could. So these, I apologize, there's only one set of these, if we could just pass them down.
Okay.
So that kind of goes to the fact that the exceptional practical difficulty was not created by this applicant. And, you know, our view is that we had kind of had it constructed in a way that we thought made sense until the conditional use application was approved. And again, we're happy to have Troop 7 as our neighbor. It's just that we're realizing that the structure is out of scale and proportion and causes some of our potential purchasers to turn away. That the variance, if authorized, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood or district in which the property is located. We're located in the AR1 zoning district where residential uses are permitted by right. And again, the troop facility was only permitted pursuant to a conditional use. So we're trying to protect the character of the neighborhood rather than do anything that would be to its detriment. Finally, that the variance, if authorized, will represent the minimum variance that will afford relief and will represent the least modification possible of the regulation at issue. What we're seeking to do is what's already permitted for a large portion of the property. As I mentioned, 1,650 linear feet was already approved by right. This is just extending that fence now another 770 linear feet where we don't have lots in probably the most critical area to have that separation. With that, I would like Ms. Soderberg to come up and talk a little bit about her experiences as a sales agent and what she's noticed practically in her day-to-day activities. So if you would. Could you testify for the board, please, just as to what you've noticed day-to-day in connection with your job as a sales agent?
Yeah, for sure. So as soon as you come into the neighborhood, we did build like a nice entrance monument and stuff, but you're really distracted by that as soon as you drive in when you look to the left and you see a giant police building being constructed. Obviously, just like Mr. Mendez said earlier, we're very excited that the Delaware State Troop 7 is our neighbor, but the main issue we have is the overall aesthetics of when you enter the neighborhood of Belterre. The real estate market in Lewis and Sussex is extremely competitive. We have a neighbor right around the corner, Shell Brothers at Saddle Ridge. If you drive into neighboring communities, new and existing, they don't have a giant building that they're competing against for attention. Our request to install the fence will help us stay competitive in the real estate market. We have many people that have worked with me. They came in, they spent time, and they just really couldn't get past that when all their friends and family come from out of state and visit and stay with them, that was going to be a thing that they're going to see when they drive in the neighborhood. A customer we actually spoke with many times on the phone, she finally came over from Maryland. She drove in, she turned around, she had an appointment with me, never saw her, left her voicemails. Eventually, I caught it with her realtor, and he said she turned in the neighborhood, and she turned around because of the big building. She just didn't want to be near something that monstrous. So the fence would just kind of help shield that and kind of separate it from the neighborhood. When you drive in right now, it really looks like it's almost part of the neighborhood, which is confusing to people as well. The fence we're requesting would help shield the building, create a buffer for our homeowners as they enter the beautiful neighborhood and increase sales for the community. My company and myself personally, we take pride in the aesthetics of the neighborhood. I'm there 40 plus hours a week, so I feel like I live there too. And the rest of the neighborhood's gorgeous. Our homes are beautiful. As soon as you drive in, you see all these trees. It's gorgeous, but people are deterred from the beginning. So it really helps, you know, stops them from coming into our community to possibly purchase.
Thank you for that. Do you have any questions for Ms. Soderberg? Thank you very much. I should mention that we currently have about 10 homes under construction. It's a 260-some lot subdivision. The troop facility is not scheduled to be done being constructed until 2020, so there's considerable activity there, and we would like some ability to screen us at least during that time since we are currently marketing the homes. In closing, the need for the variance was not caused by Kay Hovnanian and is intended to preserve the character of the neighborhood rather than alter it. If the variance is not granted, Kay Hovnanian and the homeowners of Belterre will be adversely impacted. Further, denying the variance will adversely affect Kay Hovnanian's ability to sell homes in Belterre to prospective homeowners. So for those reasons, we do respectfully request that you grant this variance for 770 linear feet of 7-foot fence. Thank you for your attention.
I have a question.
Okay.
Will you also be planting a vegetative buffer?
There are plans to plant a vegetative buffer. We even looked at doing it a little bit sooner. The problem is when we inquired with our landscaper, he said, I won't warranty it. If I'm going to do it right now, he'll do it in the fall. So there will be some additional vegetative buffer there, but we think it's important to have the fence as well to match up with the rest of the fence that's already installed.
And as part of the conditional use for the police barracks, are they to put a vegetative buffer around their parcel?
So the range landscaping, if you look at Exhibit F, you can see the site plan there, and you can see that there is landscaping proposed as part of that plan, including species, height, and location.
That's right, there is vegetative being provided by Troop 7. In addition, if you look at the yellow that's shown on that same exhibit, that's a fence that they are also installing. The issue is that when you first come in, though, as you'll see, their fence does not come down to the entranceway, so you still see the large troop facility as well as the large parking lot that's in front, even with their fence.
But my observation would be that if landscaping is proposed next to a 7-foot, if the fence were to be solid, just choose your species carefully, because
right,
you know, something's going to get through that fence.
Thank you, Mr. Whitehouse. You're exactly right.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's a construction now in a new building. When it gets finished, do you think it'd be a nice looking building?
We think it'd be like, nice. I mean, again, we're not offended that they're beside us. We kind of like the idea that we've got that sort of a, you know, it says protection, right? So we're not offended by it at all, and I think it will be a good looking facility. It's just that the scale and proportion is so different from the size of homes that we're building that people driving in, I think even once the building is constructed, I think some people would say, just it doesn't have the residential feel that they want coming into the neighborhood.
Or it could help you.
Or it could, potentially, I don't disagree with that. Potentially with some buyers, it could help.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's under construction, it makes a difference, but you know, you got houses under construction too when you go into development, and people look at that too. I mean, so.
I don't disagree with you. I think that, I guess from my personal view would be that I'd be very happy to know it's right outside of my gate. I just would rather not, probably not see the structure.
Over the fence, you're still going to see that building.
You will still see some of it. That's yes. Right. Some of it will creep above.
Quite a bit of that building.
I'm sorry?
Quite a bit of that building, you're going to see.
Yeah, right. I'll acknowledge it. You're still going to see some. We think it will break it up enough that it'll be sufficient.
Well, I think the troop would be good neighbors, and if you had an issue and you reached out to them, I think they would try to, you know, address or help in some sort of avenue, whether it to be that they do their vegetative buffer now or in the fall, but I think they're leaders, and I think they would do what they could.
Yeah, it just seems to me that when you look at where their vegetative buffer is, it's not really close enough to to Dorman Farm Lane, in that it'll still be off enough that it won't screen the building that much. Whereas if the fence is closer to the lane, it'll do that much more screening.
In your subdivision, is the property clear cut? They didn't leave any trees, standing trees in the area. All their vegetation is short, correct?
Can I have one more person sworn in, and would you like to give some testimony after that? Great. So this is Renee Van Outen.
Ma'am.
Van Outen. She's going to be sworn in and testify as to site conditions.
Good evening. State your name and address for the record.
Renee Van Outen, 32594 River Road, Millsboro, Delaware, 19966.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
So could you ask your question again, and she'll be happy to respond.
So when you did your site work in the subdivision, did you clear cut everything, or did you keep some of the existing trees on the property?
The majority of the first phase of this development was a farm field or open pasture because the Dorman family had horses. We did clear cut the other. There was a buffer left along the edge, 20-foot buffer, on the southeast side of the property. And there's also a buffer on the northwest side of the property that was also saved.
But inside, it's just small trees that have been planted?
We have trees that are being planted around the stormwater management ponds. There are trees going in for each house and also in common areas.
Okay. So it is hard. I mean, there's not a natural buffer really to be utilized when you do that. That's all I have.
Thank you.
Any other questions from members of the board? Mr. Sharp?
Mr. Mandalas, do you have a witness to affirm your statements?
Ms. Van Houten, would you please step back up to the microphone? You've heard the testimony that I've given, or the comments that I've made. Would you affirm that that is all true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
And do you adopt it as your own testimony?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
And the only other question I got is, have you looked at this? Are there any visibility concerns this would pose on traffic?
So the fence will not go all the way to the end of the lane because of that concern. We don't want our residents to come out and not be able to see if they can go right out of the lane. So it will not go that 770 linear foot length terminates quite a ways back from the actual intersection.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it. Go ahead.
Okay. Is there anyone here in favor of this application? There are three. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we grant. I put my stuff away, so just have to wait a minute. Case number 12,316 for a maximum fence height requirement for a proposed fence.
Second.
Second that motion.
So have a motion and a second, and by roll call vote, Mr. Workman.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Galloway.
Aye for the previous reasons stated.
Ms. McGee.
Aye for my reasons.
And I too, for the reasons have been stated, so by a vote of 5-0, case is approved.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.